All right, this is the Aaron Rapoport Stereo Podcast. This is going to be a dope episode, a special episode. I'm proud that we're doing this episode, okay? This episode is brought to you by MeUndies and the LA Clippers. So, I'm going to give it to you, explain what this is. We have Blake Griffin on this episode, LA Clipper, slam dunk champion, Blake Griffin. But we're not even going to get into that. The LA Clippers and everybody supports the Children's Hospital of LA. Okay, I've been there myself. The Children's Hospital of LA does God's work to help and save kids. As you'll find out on this episode, a little bit about the Children's Hospital of LA. They don't turn a kid down. Okay, so this young man, this kid, Justice Griffith, got to meet Blake Griffin, and they came up with a pair of sneakers, some Jordans, that Justice got to design, and named them the Just Five sneakers. He got to design them with Blake Griffin, and it's all in correspondence with a program that they do from the Children's Hospital of LA, MakeMarchMatters.org. Okay, Make March Matters. And what that is the month where they're raising money for the Children's Hospital of LA. And if you don't live in California, you don't live in Los Angeles, which a lot of you guys don't, if you're going to donate money, this is the place to do it. It's all for kids. Like I said, this hospital does God's work. I've been there. I've talked to kids. I've done a lot of charity stuff with them, and I want to do more. We're donating all the proceeds of this episode. I'm donating my own money personally on top of that. You could check it out at MakeMarchMatter.org, MakeMarchMatter.org, or you could text and donate. It doesn't matter if you donate $5, $25. It's all going to a good cause to help kids. You could text March to 91999. Just get on your phone. We are all on our phones a lot. Text March, M-A-R-C-H, the month March, to 91999. That's the number you're texting to, 91999, and it'll walk you through donating money. It doesn't matter if it's $5, $25, $50, $100. It's for a great cause. This little kid, Justice Griffith, got to work with Blake Griffin. We were at the game the other night with the LA Clippers. You can also find information at www.clippers.com/auction. The sneakers are now up for auction until April 13th. We'll be right back with more I Am Rapoport Stereo Podcast. I'm here with Justice Griffin, who helped design Blake Griffin, the sneakers that he made for the Make March Matter. How old are you, Justice?
I'm 11 years old.
Okay, so tell me why and what it is about Blake that you like as a basketball player.
He's a basketball player. He's on my favorite team. He's nice.
You got to meet him?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I never met him. Is he cool?
Yeah, he's cool.
He's low-key, right?
I won't say low-key, but cool.
Okay. Tell me about the sneakers. You guys designed the sneakers, the Just Fives?
Yes.
Okay, so how did you come up with the design? Did you help pick the colors?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so tell me about the sneakers.
Just Fives is a red and black colored shoe. Mm-hmm. I think it's Jordan. It's a Jordan brand.
Yeah.
I took the 4 letters of my name out of it and made Just.
Okay.
And then Five meaning power to our, not say religion, but our way of life.
Okay.
So it's really called the Just Power.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's cool. And then what about the color? Because the Clippers with the red and black, I mean, these are unusual. These are unique sneakers. Did you help pick the colors?
Yes, I did.
Why those colors?
Well, I would have picked other colors, but I wanted to make it the colors of the Clippers. The
right.
Clippers colors.
Right.
Blue, black, white, and red.
Okay, so those are the choices.
Yes.
Have you seen the sneakers yet?
Yes, I have.
That's cool. You got a lot of access to a lot of different things. All right, so tell me what else. Who are your other players that you love in the NBA? Who are your other favorites? Some of them.
Curry.
Okay. That's Curry. He's pretty good.
That's pretty much it.
Steph, what do you like about him? You like because he's short? Because he's short. He's not a big dude. Like, Blake is big. He's, like, imposing. He could jump. Steph's, like, probably like an inch, like the inch shorter than you, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe.
But what is it that you like about Steph?
He's little and he's pretty good at basketball.
He's pretty good, right?
Pretty good.
Yeah, he needs to stick with it. and so what else do you like about him? Do you get to play basketball?
Yes. Well, then I did before my how would I say this? My sickness.
Okay.
I used to play football, basketball, and that's pretty much it.
You think you can get to play again?
Maybe not football, but basketball.
Yeah, football's too crazy anyway, but I think you're going to be able to play basketball again.
Yep.
Well, listen, I just want to tell you I appreciate you taking the time to come talk to me. I can't wait to see him play in your sneakers. You're a special kid. I could tell as soon as
I saw you.
And, you know, I know your father's from Queens, so, you know, he's got to be a good guy because I'm from New York City, too. I'm from Manhattan. Now, your father probably thinks that Queens is better than Manhattan, but that's just his own biases. He's just in denial. So, Justice Griffith, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
No problem.
And hopefully the Clippers will win.
Yeah, they better win.
He's wearing magical sneakers. This shouldn't be a problem.
No.
You know, I mean, this is the Washington Wizards. You're here. Your family's here. You look fantastic. You look strong and you look healthy. And I'm truly wishing and thinking and praying for you because I want to see you out there playing ball one day, okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right. Thanks for coming on the podcast, my man.
You're welcome.
Dawn Wilcox, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. All right. So tell me about the program. Tell me what you guys are doing with the Children's Hospital of L.A., and tell me about this project with this young man, Justice.
So we have been partnered with the Clippers for about 3 years now, and they are an incredible partner to us. And we started talking to them about how we could raise lots of money for Children's Hospital this year. And they came to us with an idea to have one of their players, specifically Blake Griffin, and his shoe brand, the Nike Jordan folks, design a shoe with one of our patients and then auction it off to raise money.
Okay.
So Blake came to the hospital one day and met this young man, Justice.
Okay.
And they started talking and hanging out. Justice, I hear, is a huge Clippers fan and Blake fan.
All right.
So they sat down and designed this shoe together, and Blake is going to wear it tonight in the game.
For the people that aren't familiar with the Children's Hospital of L.A., give a little context of what they do and how important it is and how just active they are saving kids' lives and you know, keeping kids healthy to the best they can.
So we've been around since 1901.
Wow.
And we will see more than 500,000 patient visits this year. So it's a lot of kids and families that will walk through our doors and that will need our help. And we will never turn a child away. So we need to raise a lot of money every year to make sure we can keep giving that critical life-saving care to every child that needs it.
That's crazy. They'll never turn a child away.
No.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And what is the best way if people want to donate, people want to find more about the Children's Hospital of LA?
Sure. So we're running a campaign right now called Make March Matter.
Right.
And there's a website, makemarchmatter.org, and you can make a donation right there on the site. You can text March to 91999.
Okay.
Or you can just go to chla.org and learn about the hospital and make a donation there if you'd like to.
And the Make March Matter, does it last outside of past March? Does it continue?
Well,
the
website will still be there because it's an annual campaign. So this is our second year. We'll do it again next year. We're trying to raise $1 million. We have 3 days left. I think we're very, very close. So you know, this auction tonight and what Blake is doing with allowing us to auction off these shoes after he's worn them in a game, I think it's going to raise a few $1,000s. So we're pretty excited.
And the auction will be up, and the sneakers will be up to auction right after the game.
The auction is already live. The sneakers will be handed over after the game. It runs till April 13th.
Okay.
And you can, you know, bid on it. And if you don't want to bid on it, you can also just make a donation.
And I encourage people not to be afraid. Apparently Blake Griffin's feet don't smell at all.
No, they do not.
And so just because they're game worn doesn't mean they're going to, you know, have game smell.
They are big shoes.
Yes.
But they will not smell.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. And I respect all the all the work that you're doing at the Children's Hospital of LA, Dawn Wilcox, and I'm looking forward to seeing Sneakers and participating in any way I can to help.
Thank you so much. We so appreciate your support.
All right, thank you. I'm here with Life Griffith from Queens, New York.
Yes, sir.
Justice's father.
Yes.
What did this whole thing and experience mean for you as a father to let your son have something that I'm sure means so much to him?
Justice, as well as my other children, are very special to me. I'm in love with my children.
Right.
This situation with Justice was an enormous impact. And every time I talk about it, it's still affecting me. Today, we lost one of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of this is so much. But the situation with Justice that happened was just unbearable. But we held fast, him and his mom and I and other family members as well, and friends and associates came together. And as you can see, Justice is strong.
Mm-hmm.
He has strong people around him. Our family's from Belize, Central America.
Okay.
And so we recognize that the universal reality of life is serious.
Mm-hmm.
And his brother Josiah is here. His sister Star Equality is here. And we just glad that he's here. And it's just an enormous situation. I can't even tell you how much we've been through, but I'm just blessed and thankful that we're all here today to see this happen.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to thank the Clippers organization, you, coming from Manhattan, to be with me from Queens.
Yes.
We'll have a hot dog.
I would love that. I would love a hot dog. We have a hero sandwich.
Yeah, a hero sandwich. You know what I mean? But it was an enormous situation, and I'm just so glad that he's still with us today.
Yeah. Well, he looked good, and I'm hoping and praying for you, and I'm sure, what you guys are doing, because I feel like, giving even me, a chance to talk to you, and then Blake Griffin a chance to talk to Justice Griffith.
Yeah.
I'm sure it means a lot to him.
Yeah.
What did that experience, has it meant for you just to have somebody that means so much to your son and that means so much to so many people, give his time and give his support and give his love to your boy?
Well, you never know who's going to be there when you're on your back. You never know who's going to be there. And Blake, as well as the Clipper organization, Liana from the community outreach, everybody just came together for a common cause. Children's Hospital, as well as those that participated in all of this, means so much to us. And I actually, if you don't mind, I would like to give his mom a chance to speak.
Okay.
Because out of all this, she dealt with a whole lot. She still deals with a whole lot. And we never give it a chance for the women to talk.
Okay.
And I want to give her the opportunity to speak as well, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, are you guys going to go to the game today?
Yeah, we are, actually. We're going to participate in the activities and enjoy the game and enjoy the family and enjoy the people and enjoy the Clippers organization and enjoy you and the podcast. Can't leave you out.
No. I'm just here to support it. Don't worry. I appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, thank you.
And I'm going to have you in my thoughts and my prayers.
Please do. I'll get your number after this.
Absolutely.
We'll stay in contact.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you guys enjoy the night.
Yeah, thank
enjoy
you
the
so
game.
Much.
And I'm really wishing your whole family the best.
Thank you so much, man.
Right,
I appreciate
you,
it.
All right, cool.
All right, peace.
All right, this is Michael Rapport. I'm here with Karen Griffith. I know I'm saying, how do you say your name?
West Coast is Karen.
Karen.
Now, New York way is?
Karen.
Yeah.
And you know what else I just thought about? Karen. I'm sorry. I'm going to try. If I say it, it'll say, if I try to say it in a West Coast way, it'll say worse. It'll sound worse than my normal voice. I'll just stick with Karen.
It's okay. I'm used to it now.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So what is this experience, with the Clippers and the Children's Hospital and having this special night and this special day and having your son get to meet somebody that means so much to him? I mean, because for me growing up, athletes, I didn't care about comic books. They were my superheroes. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it means the same thing for your son. So what has this whole experience meant?
Like I've told all my friends, family, and everyone around me, it's just such a blessing having him at this point of his life.
Mm-hmm.
When you first get diagnosed, you don't know what role where we're going, what was going to happen. All we can do is pull together and pray and say that we're going to win this. So little that I know, I have a warrior, and he fights. And CHLA, and I'd like to talk a little bit more about Children's Hospital. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Remarkable. We had our way of also wanting to heal him as well as their way, and they said, let's combine. Mm-hmm. Let's do both ways, and whatever makes Jess comfortable and happy through this journey so he can be on the other side is what mm-hmm. we're going to do. So I have to say that with this experience and where it happened, I'm so glad that I was in Los Angeles and close to Children's Hospital.
And seeing your son participate with Blake Griffin,
yeah.
with Justice Griffith, mm-hmm. to create these sneakers and have that time with him and to create, you know, a one-of-one. You know, there's so much craziness about these sneakers, and for him to create a one-of-one, the Just Five. And, you know, I'm sure he had a big smile on his face, mm-hmm. you know, meeting Blake. Yes. What did that mean to you?
Back to that question, yes. So it was great. I mean, just being at the right place at the right time, Justice has left such an impact at that hospital that I think that when special things happened, you know, they do vote for him. And so when Blake came in and the Clippers came in and we were like, okay, we were ready to go home, mm-hmm. you know, and I had to talk to Justice and say, son, that means a couple more days in the hospital. How do you feel about that? And he was like, yeah, I'll stay. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, but just a couple hours ago, you were like, when we're going home, we're going to... He's like, no, Mom, we'll stay. We can do this. And I said, okay, let's do it. So, you know, Blake came in. He did his thing. He jokes, and he's so down to earth. Mm-hmm. And it's just been a really good thing for us and the family to be able to have this as another memory.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time, Karen. You know, and I wish you guys so much luck. And I'm going to keep you in my thoughts and my prayers. And I'm going to participate myself in Make March Matters. And anybody else who wants to do it, you could donate. And if you're going to donate to anything, this is a great cause. If you've never been to California, if you've never been to Los Angeles, I've had the honor of visiting kids at the Children's Hospital of L.A. You could donate at makemarchmatters.org. The auction opened, and it'll be going through April 13th. And you could see the shoes and bid at www.clippers.com/auction. All right? www.clippers.com/auction. This is Michael Rapport with the Griffith family. And I want to thank Blake Griffin, the Clippers, Children's Hospital, Dawn Wilcox for having, share this and explain what's going on and to put the word out to continue to support these kids as they need it and the Children's Hospital of LA.
Yes, donate.
All right, Blake, how do you feel to be able to, listen, you've been in the league for a good amount of years now.
Yeah.
But to have this impact on kids, to have, like, something that means so much to these kids and this little kid, Justice, how does that feel to you, to really be able to, do something that's special, that's meaningful to these little kids?
It's honestly, my favorite. Anytime we have any event to do with kids, especially stuff with CHLA, but anytime we can do something with kids is my favorite by far event to do. Just watching those kids, some of them don't even care who you are.
Right.
Or that you play basketball. They know you play a sport. They don't really know anything, but they have so much fun just because someone invested time in them.
Right.
So it's fun.
All right. So you had 26, 10, and 9, almost a triple-double.
Mm-hmm.
This kid, Justice, and you designed these shoes. Who picked out the design? What do you think of the shoes? I think they're classics.
They're awesome. And the crazy part is he did everything.
Did he?
I thought I was going to go in and be like, okay, well, let's make this red. And he was like, no. All right, this is going to be red. I want this white laces. He knew exactly what he wanted. He put Just Five on the back of his. That's a real shoe. I can't even pick out what shirt I want to wear. And this kid's doing a whole shoe on his own.
No, I could tell awesome. You can't pick out a shirt he wears. Yeah. But so he's the designer. So basically he was the brains, you were the brawn.
I'm not even sure I did that part.
Nothing.
I just kind of showed up.
All right, well,
I held the computer for him while he picked out everything. That was about it.
I got to talk to him. I'm just happy that, you know, I've done stuff like that, and I know it must be a really good feeling to impact and affect these kids. And I just want to tell you, you should continue doing as much as you can, because I know how much it means to these kids. And I know how much it's meant to me when I've done it. Yeah. And it was a good game tonight.
Thank you.
And I'm just going to ask you, just outside this real quick, mm-hmm. what's the last movie you saw?
Last movie I saw, Get Out.
What'd you think? I was gonna ask you if you saw Get Out, because I really loved it.
Loved it.
Crazy, right?
Insane.
Did you have any idea what you were going to see? Did you hear much about it?
Yeah, because I wanted to get to it right away, and like most of my teammates had seen it already, so I kind of knew a little too much, but I still loved it.
Yeah, it's bugged up. Did you do the Get Out challenge?
No, I didn't do the Get Out challenge.
And because I know you talk about movies a lot. This is the last question, because he's looming around. You got like security. You got these goons around me. Let's back up, okay?
PR guy.
Yeah, no. He's a goon. I've seen him without the suit on. He's actually a goon. What about TV? Because I know I've heard you talk a lot about movies. What's your shows mm-hmm. that you're watching? You're on the road a lot. You guys have what's your binge shows? What's your shows right now?
Like of all time, like I watch like The Office, Family Guy, Saturday Night Live, pretty much every episode. Right now I'm watching like Last Man on Earth, Crashing, Love.
You love the comedies, right?
Yeah, straight comedy. I love everything comedy.
Yeah, you're like, all right, that's an impressive list.
Thanks, man.
All right, Blake, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate it. And I'm proud of what you did.
Thank you. Continue doing it. Appreciate it.
And the shoes are dope. And you know, I'm trying to bid on them myself.
There you go.
And I just want to know, like, because I told the people that whoever wins the shoes in the auction, that I guarantee that they don't smell bad. So can you get on record and say that?
Yeah, they don't smell. Like, one game, they're going to air out. They might spray some stuff in it. They'll be fine.
So it's worth the money. It's for a great cause for the Children's Hospital of L.A.
An amazing cause.
And they're not going to stink up your house and or your car.
No. And if they do, we'll get you, like, a glass case. We'll contain the odor.
All right, cool. Like, thank you, my man.
Thanks,
man. Good to see
you.
Yeah. All right. This episode was brought to you by MeUndies, www.MeUndies.com/Clippers. You get 20% off those. But more importantly, donate money. Donate whatever you can to Make March Matters. You could look it up at makemarchmatter.org. That's makemarchmatter.org. makemarchmatter.org. You can find out information at www.clippers.com/auction, or you could simply do it on your phone at 91999. Call the number 91999. We all know how to text. Text the number 91999. Put in the code MARCH and it'll walk you through making a donation. Anything helps. It goes for a good cause. The Children's Hospital of Los Angeles. Again, it does God's work. It does important work. However you want to phrase it, wrap your head around it. It's very important. And the money is all for a fantastic cause. And this was a pleasure doing this. I'm honored to be able to raise, even if it's $5, but we're gonna raise a few thousand, I can guarantee you, just from this episode of the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. And I want to appreciate everybody who helped us get Blake and Justice together to talk about this. And, you know, go after those sneakers, man. It's a good cause. It's the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. MakeMarchMatter.org.